As a Democrat settles into the Pennsylvania governor's office this week, Republicans in the state legislature are loaded for bear with bigger majorities and newly elected leadership. WHYY's Mary Wilson reports from Harrisburg on the two men chosen to lead the House and Senate GOP caucuses. One is a self-professed shy guy. The other is waiting for his caucus members to say where they want to go.
House Republicans felt pretty good after the November election. A press release referred to their growing caucus, 119 strong, more than enough to dominate the 203-member chamber. And who did they pick to be their majority leader? Who works in tandem with the speaker to guide the caucus? Who would carry them to further victories through policy thickets and budget battles?
I am just as happy, for example, in Harrisburg, going off by myself, grabbing the sports page, eating some pizza somewhere outside of the Capitol area, and then just going to see a movie by myself.
Meet Dave Reed, Republican, policy wonk, introvert.
I don't need a big crowd. I don't, need all the attention. It's not something I desire. I just kind of want to get the job done and with the least attention as possible most of the time.
Reed was first elected to the House at 24 years old, straight out of grad school. He had jumped party lines a couple times, settling in as a Republican representing his stomping grounds of Indiana County, billed as the Christmas tree capital of the world, but more realistically anchored by the energy industry and Indiana University. 12 years later, people on both sides of the aisle in Harrisburg sing Reed's praises. He ran the Republican campaign committee for the past three elections as the caucus picked up more and more seats. Reed has cred with liberals as well. His county-hopping task force to study the issue of poverty sparked criticism from some who called it a waste of money, but most people praised him for trying to change the debate about how to help the poor. The House has typically been more conservative than the Senate, but no one calls Reed an ideologue.
I think ultimately both parties share many of the same goals. They just oftentimes have different ways of trying to achieve those goals. Everybody wants the unemployment rate to be lower. Everybody wants less folks living in poverty. Everybody wants access.
Over in the Senate, the new majority leader is also known for his pragmatic approach. Republican Jake Corman of Center County is a legacy. He was preceded in his seat by his dad, Doyle, who served for 21 years. Corman says some people still think of him as the son of.
I still get that from time to time, which is fine. I would tell people it was a benefit because my father was a really good senator.
Corman's known for being a champion of Penn State. Its flagship campus is in his district. In recent years, he pushed Governor Corbett to kick more money into higher ed, and he was one of the early supporters of a big transportation funding package. Fellow Senator Vincent Hughes, a Philadelphia Democrat, says Corman can be trusted to keep the minority party in the loop.
He is a son of the institution. He understands the Senate. He understands the history and the traditions of the Senate, which have some level of value with respect to decorum, and most importantly, with respect to not necessarily abusing the majority.
Both Reed and Corman showed deference to the members of their caucuses. Corman is the majority leader now because the former leader was voted out by a GOP membership trending more conservative.
I serve at the pleasure of the members. So, if I'm not doing my job and making sure the members' needs and issues are being addressed, then I'm not going to be here very long.
This servant leadership model is a bit new to Harrisburg. Longtime Capitol observers say the big power brokers of yore are gone. The state grants used as carrots to reward backbencher lawmakers for their votes have largely disappeared. Charlie Giroux, a Republican consultant, says leaders don't have many sticks left either.
They used to take away offices. They used to take away staff. They used to do all sorts of nasty things to folks that frankly just wouldn't work in this day and age and in the era of the 24-hour media.
Many of the big recent successes in both Reed and Corman's careers are the result of bipartisan compromise. But some say the size of the GOP's majorities in the House and Senate will make that hard to repeat. Sharon Ward heads the left-leaning Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center.
I think one of the challenges of having a big majority is that you have a lot of different opinions. And I think it's going to be difficult for both leaders to find the middle path in their respective caucuses.
It's a problem Corman's already anticipating. In the 50-seat Senate, Republicans grew their majority from 26 to 30, with a total of six new Republican senators. In early January, Corman was planning to visit each of them in their districts.
We'll be a member-driven caucus. They have the same rights as I have. I don't have any more because I'm a leader, and I'm only empowered by them. And so they need to feel empowered. They're not here to wait their turn. They're here as a senator today.
Corman and Reid will be negotiating not only with their caucuses, but with the Democratic Wolf administration. They have widely different priorities. Corman and Reid are skilled compromisers, but they both say the new governor will have to hold his nose and sign bills he doesn't like every once in a while. Everyone wants to be able to claim a win. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg,